when you take a walk around the lake, you probably don't expect to hear bullets whizzing over your head. Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands says irresponsible shooters are putting people at risk in Davis County.
There's one particular spot that they're watching near the entrance to Antelope Island State Park in Syracuse. The division's Jason Curry is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Jason, this is an unusual problem, isn't it?
It is a little bit. We oftentimes will see people shooting in different locations, but this area has gotten a lot of pressure, and so with that pressure has become some real irresponsible use.
Are you hearing from any hikers who say they've actually heard bullets whizzing past them?
We've had a number of complaints from people using a nature trail that goes through this area and around this area that literally had to basically hit the dirt because bullets were snapping over their heads as they're walking their dog or just enjoying the trail there.
So educate us, are people even legally allowed to shoot in that area?
You know, it's state land, it's open to shooting. We don't like to close areas and restrict, but in this particular case, we felt like, let's not close it, let's try this out with just allowing no lead, so people can still use shotguns and shoot trap. But basically that makes it so that you can't shoot rifle or handgun. It's just a dangerous area to be doing that. In fact, one of the buildings about a half a mile away was hit by a bullet, broke the window. Somebody could have been seriously hurt or killed. And in fact, that's not the first bullet they found there that's impacted their facility at the South Davis Sewer Treatment Plant.
Well, so Jason, if nothing changes, is there a possibility you could ban or restrict shooting there?
It is, yeah. We're going to be looking at that. We're going to continue to monitor the area. So far, though, the signs that we've put up have not really made that much impact. People basically just walk right past them. Folks that I contacted today admitted that they walked past the sign, read it, but disregarded it and chose to shoot rifle in the area anyway. So folks will be receiving citations for those types of activities, and if that doesn't correct it, we'll have to consider closing it altogether.
Jason, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.